MidwestCityOnline.com.
It is with a great deal of sadness that I tender my resignation as mayor of the City of McKeesport effective December 1st. I leave knowing that the City of McKeesport is better today than it was in 2004 when I took office. I would be remiss if I did not try to summarize and highlight how it is that we have gotten to this point. We should talk about how we started the journey 7 years ago. When I took office, the city was somewhere between $1.5 million and $2 million in the red. Morale was at an all-time low, service levels had dropped off, equipment had aged, vendor contracts had skyrocketed. The cost of health care was escalating at an alarming rate. Municipal waste pickup and all the basic fundamental necessities that you have in your own homes or that every other community has couldn't have been in a worse condition. Having said that, we put together a team. I must tell you that while these particular issues were obvious to most, I tried to take a macro-level approach to managing, an approach that I learned in the private sector, with fiscal conservancy, credibility, and honesty being the kinds of things we need to portray to the public. They had lost confidence in us as leaders, not just in McKeesport, but throughout the nation. The first thing I wanted to do was to show the public in our own city and the communities around us that McKeesport is capable of being a viable city where people can live safely, where people want to move in and build homes, where business, large and small, were welcome. We needed to show the prospective residents and business owners we had a team in place that understood all the opportunities we could present, which are the tax incentives, working environment, infrastructure. To get to that point, I needed to find balance. I was determined to put an end to politics as usual. And I think that is an important integral part of where the city goes in the future. We need to learn from what we see happening in other communities, larger cities. We need to understand that we are media attention getters, that what we say, what we do, and how we do it is news. The Daily News, which has been a part of McKeesport's business community for 126 years, has been kind to us. As our publication of record has highlighted the positive things this administration has done for the people of McKeesport. That's the only way the public knows what we're doing with their money and how we're trying to improve their quality of life. Therefore, when I took office, I was quick to ensure that nobody would be disadvantaged. Nobody would lose their job, nobody would get demoted, and then nobody would get fired. We were going to represent all people, young, old, regardless of race, religion, regardless of their party affiliation. It was important that people understood that this was the basic premise from which we were going to move forward. I must tell you, there were friends who said, that's not the way it works, or that we should not reward people who aren't on team. We had people who opposed everything we tried to do. And some continue to do that. But I will tell you that 7 years later, we have reached census. The naysayers are few. Those days are over. And I'm proud to say I took a leadership role in that. I would hope this council and the next mayor recognize that we have a great staff in place. When I looked at the opportunity to become your state senator, I talked to this council about making sure there are no changes and make sure the city's directors stay in their current positions so that we can continue this mission started 7 years ago. These individuals are good quality people. Some I inherited from the last administration, and they've done a good job. We recognize them for their performance and reward for same. As these are difficult jobs with a tremendous amount of pressure and stress and with very little compensation. Some of you will remember that when I took office, I asked the council to take a salary reduction along with the mayor. Read that. I asked the five bargaining units to take a wage freeze. They did that. Many of the directors and deputy directors took pay cuts up to as much as 10%. We had some down periods, no question. I considered long and hard the furlough of 10 people. We did that. I was able to find 8 of those 10 people jobs. We still have 2 men that we need to get back to work. I have suggested that this council does that very thing. Because if we end up with a fund balance, which I know we will this year, we ought to use that money to bolster our workforce, return these men their jobs. These are the things to think about 24/7. They should not be taken for granted when you're affecting people's lives and the business in a very difficult time as we sit today. The comments you hear about not wanting to be a yes man for the mayor, about being independent, that advice, when you're trying to work as a team, all that political fodder is disruptive and counterproductive and basically nonsense. Just take a minute, since everybody understands the Steelers. Imagine Mike Tomlin sending a play in to 11 players, and in the huddle, three or four put aside they don't like the play. And they send somebody over to the coach and say, we don't think we want to run that play. That's not a team. That's not how it works. Government is no different. So whatever analogy you use, how we do our jobs basically doesn't change. It's about the team and about city and not about ourselves. If you're from the State of the City address that I gave 3 years ago, you remember our discussion of city finances, the need for creative, innovative budget management in order to keep the city afloat. The state of Pennsylvania wanted us to file municipal bankruptcy in 2004 because we qualified under the guidelines of Act 47. We were borrowing $2.3 million a year in the tax dissipation note in January just to pay our bills. It was my goal to get that down $1 million before I left office. Now, I think in this year's budget, we have $1.5 million. So we're borrowing $800,000 a year less today. No tax increases in 7 years, which is a good positive sign that we're making progress. It's my hope that this council, this mayor, will get down to $1 million. Very clear financially, we did what we did. When you look at where McKeesport is at today and the effect of that effort, with the city recovering from the downfall of the steel in the 1980s, that was our. We crawled and clawed to the help of many elected officials, even before I got here, and avoiding municipal bankruptcy in today's economy with the second worst economic condition in the history of the world. Yet there are still people that question how we did it. Some may debate how we're able to survive, and I find these arguments to be without merit. With the courage and support of this council and some of the past members, we were able to improve infrastructure, take on new projects, maintain financial stability without raising property taxes in 7 years. Because of the financial strategies implemented in the city, McKeesport's credit rating, determined by the analysts in New York, is higher today than it was 10 years ago. You might ask, how we did that. While the sale of assets provides one-time infusions of money, it does not, in and of itself, give you a comfort level of a consistent new cash flow. I know that. It does, however, get you through periods of time during which expenditures exceed revenues, which they have the past 20 years. When you live in and manage a community with the highest poverty rate, the highest pre-recession unemployment rate, and the highest today, the highest percentage of families without fathers, the demographics do not lend themselves to increasing our revenues through the normal revenue streams, that in wage tax, real estate tax, business privilege tax, mercantile tax. The journey to close the gap between revenues and expenditures will take a long time. My plan and my strategy and vision was to fill those gaps with one-time sales and one-time infusions of money, while concurrently bringing in new business and building new homes, which we have done. We will start to see new revenues over time to fill those gaps, but it will take years, because the process is slow. An example of some good financial planning was the effort put forth by City Administrator Dennis Pittman and Solicitor Jason Elash, who worked with me and financial consultants to secure the city's pension fund. Without their effort, our employee pensions would be at risk. We would be facing the same dilemma as the City of Pittsburgh and our communities. We utilized the bond issue and spread out the debt so that it would be less intrusive to taxpayers and ensure the pensions of our employees. Even though they didn't see it in their paychecks, it's important to me that we bolster their morale and let them know that we were willing to make sacrifices to stabilize their pension, which to this day remains in an acceptable condition. I would draw attention to the latest Heffern-Tillotson market survey, which indicates our pension plans now are making considerable money. I believe transferring those pension plans gave the city an opportunity to garner more revenue for individual plans under the city's purview. This was done through interviews that Mr. Pittman organized, in which other officials, such as myself, our controller, and council members took part in. That's not an accident. That's a plan. Trying to get the best possible return on our money. Others may have given up and let the situation get worse. We didn't. Another issue affecting public and private budgets across the state a nation is the ever-increased cost of health care. Labor and management are trying to figure out how to maintain a solid health care plan for their employees and their families. 3 years ago, we got word that our health care, approximately $2.2 million a year, went about 38%. We were able to partner with the McKeesport Housing Authority and the Municipal Authority of McKeesport to establish combined health care programs, obtain economies of scale. I'm happy to report that this year, we are going to see an 11% decrease in our health care. I think that's an amazing in 3 years. That is not an accident and did not come easily. I want to thank our broker, who did an admirable job under the guidance of Dennis Pittman, even while being questioned by other elected officials as to why his job was not being done. I hope the individuals who questioned the decision recognize now that it was an important decision that now has paid dividends to the city and to the taxpayers. Mr. Pittman, who worked closely with me and the broker to make this happen, should be thanked. Concurrently, I want to applaud the International Association of Firefighters Local 10 and Teams 205 and our city employees, because for the first time in history, they are making contributions toward their health care coverage. We have broken new ground, and I applaud for that effort. These are people who do not make a lot of money, but yet recognize that they were the team. We recognize, negotiate two sets of contracts with five bargaining units. In every case, I felt we gave a fair wage increase. The union leaders stepped up and contributed beneficial suggestions. We have part-time firefighters. We have reduced size of government. All the things that you've heard about in Washington on down, your city has already done that in 7 years. We have currently 142 full-time employees, down from 157 in 2003. We have 58 part-time employees compared to 26 in 2003. These part-time employees, highly skilled, heavily trained in their areas of expertise. The workforce is strong, better trained, and fairly compensated. I want to thank our firefighters, our police officers, and our teams for their willingness to sit and negotiate. These decisions were not pleasant and not easy. I noted on other issues, but it's done, and the door is open to continued negotiation on recommendations they may find in the Delta report. Ms. Eli should be given tremendous credit for his contributions with regard to the aforementioned contracts. Some of these recommendations were apparent 3 years ago when I offered my State of the City report, and are reminded of them with a recent fiscal study done by Delta Corporation. My presentation acknowledged McKeesport's need to decrease the gap between revenues and expenditures, that need and those conditions remain, and we didn't need anybody to tell us that. We know that. It's documented and chronicled in every single council meeting, which is taped. So for those who think that the Delta was any surprise, go back to the tapes of the past 7 years and you'll see just about everything had been discussed by this council. The Delta report, while not a mandate, provides recommendations for future negotiations and financial strategies. While most of the recommendations are from my administration and my department heads, some pertain to solutions that have been applied in other communities with similar circumstances. This document should serve as a reference, and for the most part should be viewed as a positive report. I do, however, publicly oppose one recommendation, and that be the increase of taxes. I stand on my position over the last 7 years that raising taxes is a deterrent and a detriment to progress. To worsen the impact of an already stagnant revenue stream, the city experienced significant cuts to federal community development funds. In 2003, McKeesport received more than $1.5 million. By 2007, the allotment was reduced to $950,000. This decrease meant there was an inability to demolish dilapidated buildings, the inability to pave roads. That is why we did another bond issue to do $5 million in demolition, road repair, and to comply with the federal lawsuit that we inherited for handicapped ramps. Where would we be had we not done $2.5 million in demolition, nearly $2.5 million in road resurfacing, Imagine if all those blighted structures that you all know were here 7 years ago were still standing. Imagine how many roads would be in disrepair. Imagine trying to encourage someone to buy a home or open a business in your city if all this hadn't been done. We borrowed money and the work was done. We did all of this, ladies and gentlemen, with no tax increase. Yes, there was an increase in some charges, such as the municipal service fee, but that wasn't to increase the general fund. It was brought on by Pennsylvania's Grown Greener 1 and Grown Greener 2 programs, which are good programs, which gave municipal waste carriers the opportunity to increase and transfer expenditures on communities who then transferred that cost on to the taxpayer. I would like to take time to highlight progress made in each of our city departments. I know some of you may think this long. I'm almost done. But it's hard to capsulize and summarize 7 years. It's important to recognize our accomplishments, including those outlined in Renaissance 1005. We established $100,000 in new rental income in the public safety building where we are this evening, and the new city hall, which, by the way, we acquired for $1, a national historical building. The city has a new Social Security building. We completed hometown streets and the Elm Street programs. The city completed demolition programs and infrastructure improvements that were inviting more than 150 new businesses, all proud to be in McKeesport today. I want to thank our employees and our department heads for all they've done. They are to be applauded. I'm extremely happy and satisfied as their mayor. I'm also thankful to the many volunteers who have donated countless hours to help make McKeesport better. The Joint Task Forces and the McKeesport Ministerium, just to name a few. Our fire department received new turnout gear for the first time that I'm aware of. We actually had the firemen participate in purchasing new turnout gear. Your fire department got the absolute best gear on the market by their standards to keep our community safe and to keep them safe. They designed themselves a brand new fire truck that's more conducive to the layout of our city. We're able to finance that through community development money because our prior ladder truck has been paid off. They also designed, at my request, a state-of-the-art river rescue boat that you will see in the river in the next 60 days. The department also utilizes a mobile smokehouse for demonstrations in McKeesport and neighboring communities. I want to applaud McKeesport Fire Chief Kevin Lust, his deputies, his captains, and his staff for providing this city with first-class fire protection from every aspect. They have been a class organization down to each and every firefighter, including the part-timers, who have been a tremendous asset to us. Our police department benefited from the economic stimulus funds that other grant programs. We were able to get 5 brand new police cars, which might have been done with our general fund. We reaped cars with over 130,000 miles on them. We purchased new equipment and mobile substations and a forensic team. Our department now boasts 4 canine officers and a detective bureau. The department has made some of the largest arrests in the history of our city and the county. Yes, violence continues to spread. We know that. One act of violence is too much. We know that. But if you check the statistics from homicides on, this police chief and his men and women have done an outstanding job. I would applaud Chief Sam Washowitz, his lieutenants, his captain, detectives, and all the officers in the department who works diligently every day to keep our city safe. I would categorize them as one of the best departments in the state. I know what they do. I'm out there with them. I'm very proud of the fact that they've made McKeesport a safe place. Their creativity, their ability to react calmly to volatile situations, their willingness to meet young people and participate in these Weed and Seed program, all of these things have made them invaluable. Our public works department has taken on many projects, but for the sake of time, I'll limit to the new ballpark, Lindsay Housing Park. This is not to criticize any group or anybody. We were told that the likelihood of being able to do those fields because of the water was slim. We were able to build them with the help of Dan Honore in the county and our public works department. It wasn't easy, but they were built and they're being used. Teams from throughout western Pennsylvania come to McKeesport and boast of those fields in Renzi Park. Lake Emily was completely drained and refurbished. The State Department of Environmental Protection said we needed to put $80,000 into the dam. We did it for $20,000. The Goldfish Pond hadn't had water in 40 years. It was completely refurbished. Helen Ritchie Field, one of the classiest semi-professional baseball fields in the area, was redone. And that's something our high school teams can now be proud of. Also, a monument was erected in honor of Helen Ritchie. The Charles Vicker Trail has been upgraded and will be expanded to the Pelkowitz property, in addition to Men's Park. The Olympic Corner honors two gold medalists from different sports in two Olympics, a feat probably held by no other city with 24,000 people. The Lions Club Van Shell was refurbished, pavilions upgraded, the Rose Garden, the Heritage Center. And last but not least, a thriving Renzi Senior Center, which I was proud to say, with the help of Councilman Seguina, we were able to secure that building when it was completely empty and decimated when we took office. Public Works Director Nick Schimenti should be commended for putting the city in touch with a nonprofit organization that assisted us with the Marshall Drive project. Nobody thought the fix would happen. In the planning stages for over a dozen years, a $1.2 million project with the help and the leadership of Nick Schimenti, we were able to do for $750,000, which we received from Governor Rendell and Senator Sean Logan. That's how government works effectively together. That's what it's like to have a partnership with your mayor and your executive, your senator and your governor and congressman. We're able to negotiate these revenues, and the city is better off for it. It is a safer way for Sarah Catholic High School, the residents of Hale Heights, and now creates the potential for new business adjacent to Tom Clark Chevrolet, along the same Route 48 corridor. A 15-year flood project was completed 6 years ago. And since rain came the last couple of days, it's probably appropriate to say that Tom Clark did not get flooded today, and the waters are running down those streams. I didn't mind the rain, believe me. God knows, rain follows me. I don't have to say that. But I rode down there today, and I saw the manhole lids on outside town coming up. But where it came through McKeesport, we were safe. The Community Development Minister, Bethany Barr, who was led one of the only municipal, Bethany has led one of the only community development organizations in the county. Out of 130 communities, McKeesport is one of the last that exists. I can't compliment her enough with the projects she's been able to facilitate, paperwork. All these things that seem to happen overnight require an unbelievable amount of time and energy. And my compliments to her and her staff and to her leadership. Often working in conjunction with our community development department, our organizations including the Blueprint Communities Initiative, the McKeesport Neighborhood Initiative, McKeesport Housing Corporation, and the McKeesport Development Corporation. These groups are struggling every day to build homes and to help taxpayers and to be good partners with this city. And people who, like Les Petrus, who says retired, but I still see him every day, so I'm not sure he understands the meaning of it, but I don't want to single people up because I know I'll miss some. But when you see new houses being built in a city with the poverty that we have, in the economic times that we're in, I can't begin to tell you how difficult it is to get that done and to impress upon you the work and the energy that's put into it. Ray Dockery has been busy drawing attention to the city's one of the city's greatest assets, the riverfront. When I took office, there were 80 boats to Marina out of 200 potential sources, and there wasn't much activity to Palisade. Now we have a field-to-capacity marina, which now brings revenue into the city. With the help of Mike Joyce and his staff, the Palisades has come a long way in terms of events. It is now a destination point, as is the walking trail, which is now the trailhead for three trails. In those three entities, the vision that former Mayor Bendel had and the controversy he drew me into, Council President Mr. McLaughlin, I tell you that he's up there smiling now, because these are the things that he said that he said we could get done. His contributions, believe it or not, his real job is our system. And thanks to the Delta Port, we're now able to reach out to the state and get funding so that Ray can upgrade our very antiquated system, which all of you know is badly needed by our employees so they can do their jobs more efficiently. In our recreation department, Jim Brown has done an outstanding job bringing a variety of annual programs to the people of Keysport, the things we take for granted as elected officials, the Easter parade, the Halloween parade, the fishing derbies, the carnivals, the concerts, trying to make sure that the Little League softball, the Little Tigers, and the high school team in Penn State all get adequate field time and that the fields are in shape. He also works alongside the recreation board in McKeesport, all the things that it has to offer. These are not an 8-to-5 job. These are weekends and evenings when people ask, what are the staff members doing? Williams has been the city clerk for a long time. She has chipped in at every opera to bring us the successful in the past 7 years. She was there for us, guidance. She was able to reference in chronic previous activity that might be germane to specific projects that we do today. Her knowledge and expertise is invaluable. She has always been supportive and always a good diplomat for our city. Without question, she has been the rock. In a state with 25,559 communities, McKeesport is one of 10 municipalities that operates a weed and seed program. 2,500. I see my reporter looking at me. He knows the numbers. Thank you, Pat. That's the title. 2,559 communities. 15 are weed and seed municipalities, and we're proud to be one of them. Sherry Ward is in a position to show the public that McKeesport has a plan and a strategy to combat violence. Rather than be reactive, we're trying to be proactive with the help of some of you on council, for all of you. When you speak about what we have done in McKeesport, it's almost as if our successes make the job look easy. Then when you look around and see cities like Los Angeles, one of the largest in the nation, lay off 700 workers. Other communities more affluent than us with $2 million shortfall in their budget. The president recently said that 2 million employees will take a wage freeze. I think it puts in perspective how tremendous of a job you all have done. I think we're the envy of many, and I didn't do it myself. I did it with the help of all the people I just mentioned, and with the support of this council, and others who are not tonight. And I apologize if I've left people out. I know I have, and I'll make that up to them. I leave you with this thought. The unity, the leadership that elected officials must provide, the image that you project, is it to be one of chaos, disagreement, vindictiveness, and anger? Is it going to be one of vision, harmony, and unity, and balance? You have the answer to these questions in the palm of your hands and on the tip of your tongue. With everything you think and say, you can make those decisions. The battles that you're going to fight are difficult and agonizing, and the future is bright if the right path is taken. There is no question there is work to be done. There is more demolition, more road to be rebuilt, more businesses to bring in, and more home built. We've covered an awful lot in this resignation. I apologize for being lengthy. But I felt some of these things needed to be said. People will be watching your behavior, and they will say to you as friends, do for each other what you have done for me as mayor. Put your personal feelings aside. Put your personal agendas aside and do what's best for the McKeesport and the people who live here. It's a great city with a great history and great resources and great people. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Thank you and God bless.
CityOnline.com.